19th, 2019. First item's approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We got a first by Becca, second by Ron. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We got an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Barnier.
Mr. Mayor, request to go to executive session. I do not anticipate that any of the items discussed in executive session, both legal and contract, will result in any request for action on them afterward.
Is there a motion for exec? First by Rhea. Second by Steve. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Item 5 is informational reports, and this is a council meeting where none of those are included this time. Item 6 is announcements and praise. I got a handful here. Let's see if I can read my chicken scratch. City Park and the playground are back to open. The bike park still closed over there due to the previous month's flood damage. At the community center, the pool is back open. September 3rd is our next council meeting because of Labor Day on the 2nd. So it's on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. This Wednesday is a community picnic. We have Northern Hills Gymnastics open house on Friday starting at 4:30. Coming up on Labor Day weekend, there's the Mustang Rally, and then the week following that is the Supermoto. Anybody else have anything to add?
Yeah, I'd like to throw out a big thanks and a shout out to Rick and his crew for the fine work and long hours and tough hours for people to get the place ready each night for the rally. So thank you.
Without a doubt.
I did get an email from the chamber today. They're still looking for people to grill from 6 to 7 on Wednesday night if anybody's available.
Thanks, Rhea. Anything else for announcements and praise? Item 7, city manager's report, so I'll turn it over to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Before I begin with the stated items, I did just want to point out that actually after the rally, our profit of fuel sales at the airport has now nearly reached $11,000. That is a new venture that we only began essentially January. And so thank you to Dave, as well as everyone over at the airport. That new initiative is definitely paying a substantial portion of the costs over at the airport. For payroll changes, we do have a couple in here. These are all... after the fact, these are all in regards to the rally, things that come up. Just pointing that at the liquor store, we do provide everyone an additional $1 an hour so that we keep our employees and we don't lose them to the various other vendors that show up throughout town. And also, we have some additional temp employees that worked for our rally and events department at our photo towers. On the sales tax update, the numbers I have are through June, and so for the first half of the year, 2% month over month, we're up 11.3%. Triple B, we were up 1.1%. Year over year, in the 2%, we are up 7%, and in the triple B, year over year, we're down 0.5%. If you remember the first, I think it was about 3 months of the year, we were down, and we were down quite a lot. I don't remember at one point how low it was, but it was fairly low, and so we're steadily digging ourselves out of that. But so far, sales tax has been very healthy this year. Any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is the consent calendar. We have A through G tonight. We got setting multiple public hearings, and we have the minutes from the previous meeting. Does council wish to remove any of those items, A through G, and discuss them individually? But anybody in the public, do we need to remove A through G and discuss them? Which one, Bonnie? It's a D. Any other items from the public? So a request for D and G to be removed from the consent calendar. Anyone else? Is there a motion?
I so move to approve A, B, C, E, and F on the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Got a first by Dave and a second by Terry. We do have minutes on here, so a roll call. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Motion passes. Brings us to item D. This is a consideration to set a public hearing. This is for the 16th September meeting. It's an approving assessment rule. Probably want to turn it over to Greg or Daniel. Do you want it? Give it to Mr. Barnier.
Well, I mean, that's simply, there we are, that, Mr. Mayor, that setting the assessment role is simply part of the process of completing the special assessment on that Davenport family real estate parcel. I'm not sure what the question might be, but that's the purpose of the
Public hearing.
Putting it on the agenda.
Yeah. Any other discussion on subset D of the consent calendar? Is there a motion? Got a first by Mike.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion passes. Brings us down to G. Mike, you said you wanted to make a comment on that.
Yes. I think that I'd like to see the profit and loss from 2018 before we continue with the 2019 Supermoto. We spend a tremendous amount of personnel time on equipment, personnel. We disrupt the city. And if it's that big a benefit, then we have to have some way to wait what the value is. We're going on, what, the fifth year? And I know it's a good draw, but there's no way that I know to judge the difference in the sales tax for that weekend. That's almost impossible. So perhaps we should poll the restaurants and the business owners to find out if it's a benefit to them. I'm sure it is. But I just want to make sure that we're not overtaxing our people for something that's minuscule. That's my only comment.
I would just like to make one comment about that. I really agree with Mike on that. But at the same time, too, I'm kind of wondering where we're at right now, this being in August, and probably Jerry, maybe you can address this, Jerry Cole, but I would think that we've already got quite a bit of publicity out on this already. So no matter what the figures would show, I would almost think we would have to go ahead and do it this year. But if the figures show that things are not so good, then perhaps consider not doing it in 2020. And that's a comment I would have to make.
Anything to add, Mr. Cole?
No, we do have publicity out on it. We have digital ads out, as well as we have a contract with the promoter for it.
Any other discussion on subset G of the consent calendars, setting a public hearing for the Supermoto event?
Move to set the meeting for September 3rd.
Got a first by Mike.
Second.
A second by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries.